listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back. It's wonderful to have everyone here again. We have an amazing lineup this week, and we're starting with someone special today. But the Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not just from our own planet, but from other worlds, realms, dimensions, the multiverse. Ancient also means remembering our true core, our own true nature, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher selves. So right now, let's all set the intention to receive the information being presented to live a more mindful, connected, and aware life with ourselves, the earth, our fellow humans, and all beings. And the theme for this particular series is vessels of love, light, power, and service. May we all find that little nugget, that information that the universe is sharing, so that we can be a vessel of love, light, and service. And we call on the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. I'll bring her on in just a moment. But Laurie Ann Spagna is a best-selling author, spiritual teacher, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, intuitive healer, animal communicator, visionary, light worker, and starseed, who radically transformed her own life after a series of near-death experiences and an induction experience while living in Maui. Laurie has over 20 years of experience serving humans and animals around the world and is an internationally recognized speaker, best-selling author, and teacher who provides seminars and workshops for awakening light workers and spiritually minded animal lovers about how we can improve our lives by learning from animals. She assists others to awaken to their alignment with the true divine source which exists within each and every being so that all beings can live their best life ever. Laurie has transformed the lives of thousands of humans and animals via her channeled ascension guidance, intuition, sacred healing energy transmissions, sacred key code activations, and animal communication and telepathy. She provides ascension training and support, sacred energy healing transmissions, dormant DNA activations, which we'll be hearing about today, and sacred key code activations for humans and animals. So it is my pleasure to welcome Laurie to the show. Welcome, Laurie. Welcome to have you.
Hello, good Ian. To have you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our time together today. Yeah.
Absolutely. So everyone, today Laurie is going to be speaking about living in 5D, vibrating and aligning with 5D, and exiting the matrix of the 3D dimensional reality. You'll learn about a contactee experience and the near-death transformation results to assist humanity on a global scale. You'll learn how to align yourself with pure source consciousness in the areas of your life and ascension which matter the most for light workers, starseeds, wayshowers, and others who are spiritually minded. Also learn about how to activate your dormant DNA and your dormant potential. So a great show lined up for you today. Laurie will also be taking live callers, so *2 to raise your hand for an opportunity to speak directly with Laurie. Or, of course, you can put your question in the webinar box, as always. So if you're on the webinar page, just put your name and your location along with your question, and we'll get to as many as we can within the time. But let's go ahead and get this started. Laurie, of course, I have given maybe the formal introduction. You know, if you could tell us a little bit more about your own background in your own words, so they are people who haven't met you on the airwaves yet. So maybe tell everyone a little bit about yourself and how you came to learn about the information you'll be sharing today.
Yeah, well, I guess my story isn't unlike a lot of star seeds and light workers. What happens in this sense is that we sort of grow up in this very third dimensional family, having your normal human experience, not being fully aware of ourselves as light workers and starseeds, right? I was just, you know, I graduated college, everyday human. And then what happened was, while I was trying to sort of live this normal, so to speak, normal life, during that time, I developed all these incredibly unhealthy behaviors because I wasn't able to function in this third dimensional reality that we'll talk about today, the way we live. So I became an excessive smoker, excessive drinker, excessive spender, excessive challenges in behavioral experiences with other people. I just wasn't functioning. I was going to well-meaning doctors. They were pumping me up on massive amounts of pharmaceutical drugs. And I was a workaholic, spendaholic, drinkaholic, smokeaholic. But none of those things seemed abnormal to anyone. I was just living that life. And what ended up happening was after, you know, almost 20 years out of college of living this way, and I was excessively overweight from, you know, eating improperly, the whole thing, you know that story. That seems normal, right? But then what ended up happening was my brother died of an unexpected drug overdose. And when he died, he became my wake-up call. And I started getting messages from him from, you know, the non-physical realm, which at first seemed kind of crazy. You know, I would hear him in my ear, like his voice. And it would sound like this. This is the way I always tell this. Is he would say, "Hey, Law, it's your dead brother, Jeff." Because he had a New York accent, and he was very funny. And it would come in like a joke in my ear, like, "Hey, Law, it's your dead brother, Jeff, here from the dead, talking to you." Like, it was a joke. And I would test it, and, you know, like, I didn't believe it at first. But there were just, eventually, it was very obvious that he was, you know, waking me up. And he was basically sending me this message, like, "Your life is on a similar trajectory of mine. And you have to change your ways." So I started paying attention to that message. I started listening. I started tuning in the night, you know, when I was sleeping or before sleep. I would close my eyes and listen and watch. And then I'd follow signs in the waking life, you know, during everyday life too. And basically, just to cut through the story, I ended up quitting my job and becoming, at that time, a dog trainer. Because I knew that I wanted to make a difference for animals. I knew that I wanted to change the world for the better. I feel like I didn't know how. I thought I was going to be a dog trainer. So I stepped into that reality of finally just going for what I want and not letting myself be a slave to the money, the credit cards, the debt, the whole thing. And in that, I started to get happy. And as I started to get happy, and also keep following, like, the guidance from my own brother. I got guidance from more angels, angelics, more of that started to come in. And then animals started to talk to me. That was a big thing. I would hear the animals while I was working with them. And within the year of that, my then husband divorced me because he was like, "I can't handle your happiness." Like, he didn't say it in those terms, but just, "You think you can just quit smoking? You think you can just stop the drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs? You think you can just quit your job and somehow God's going to take care of you, that the debt will be gone? You think all these crazy things, and I'm not up for that. And I'm not up for your independence, your happiness, all that." So he divorced me. And at that point, I moved to Maui. And I lived in Maui for 2 years, and I was basically separated from humanity as we know it. And so that's really where the transformation happened, because within those 2 years, everything went away. All the cigarettes, all the alcohol, all the body weight, the excess body weight, the pharmaceutical drugs, the artificial food substances, you know, packaged foods, et cetera. Within 2 years, the debt was gone. I got letters from the bank saying, "I forgive, your debt is forgiven." And within those 2 years also, I became a healer. I started studying the healing arts. I started practicing with all this metaphysical tools that we'll be talking about today. And yes, I had what I call an induction experience, which for me, we can talk about that more, but that was like my star family reuniting with me, literally on a golf course in Maui. And there was just a radical transformation. That's where it all started. And that's like my story of how I got to where I am now. So, you know, after 2 years, I started doing this professionally. I mean, that was little by little, step by step. It wasn't overnight, but that's where it was all birthed. And, yeah, that's my story, so to speak.
Okay, and then a lot has happened since then, but I think everyone is a little curious about your near-death experience as well as your induction experience, which most people I think would know that as an abduction, right? But
yes.
You call it,
yes.
Okay. All right. So you had two experiences. So, you know, tell us about those experiences so we can get a sense of, you know, what happened and how you opened up and how your gifts really came in as a result of those experiences.
Yeah, well, what happened was, this is really what happened. If we're really, really clear, what happened was I made a very monumental prayer for many, many years. And the prayer was, I want to be of service to animals on a global scale. It was like a mantra. And that request was heard and responded to. So because of that, the series of events that led up to me moving to Maui, that led up to the abduction experience, and that led up to me working with some masters, real masters who have transcended the death experience, all of that culminated so that that prayer of being of service to animals on a global scale was fulfilled. And understand, when I use the word animals, I mean humans as well, because we are animals. Mm. So that, but to be more specific, what ended up happening while I was in Maui was I met this master who has, he grew up in Japan and the Himalayan mountains and Tibet and those areas of the world. And I got to the rare privilege, he doesn't even work with people anymore, but I got to study with him. And he basically helped me to learn how to transcend the physical form. And one of the experiences of the so-called near-death experience, so his story is literally documented. He woke up one time in a morgue banging on an icebox in a morgue. That's a real experience. So he had multiple real-death experiences. And so in studying with him, one of the experiences is that he was able to blow the essence of my consciousness out of my body, my physical form, so that I can align with pure source consciousness, which we could call the divine. That's a word we could use. So that I could be just pure awareness, pure consciousness, without any physicality. And through that experience, that to me is a near-death experience, but it's not in the traditional sense of the word because I wasn't in a hospital, wasn't documented that way. And it's certainly not anything that the mainstream could necessarily document as a near death, but it wasn't outer body. It wasn't an outer body experience where I'm corded to my body and still connected to my body. No, I was able to transcend that. And then through multiple practices that I continued while I was in Maui, I was able to cultivate that experience where I could allow the experience of the physical reality that we exist in to be transcended, almost to melt away. And in one experience, I remember, I was able to literally maintain my consciousness so that the consciousness of me was almost like sucked out like a vacuum. And you have to go through this reality of like fear, because I kept getting through those experiences, like kind of slowed down because the fear immediately is like, oh my God, I'm dying. And then the moment you have that awareness, I'm dying, and then there's all this fear of I'm dying, it stops the whole experience. I had to move through that in multiple experiences. Does this make sense? I hope this is making sense the way I'm retelling the story.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I mean, those are the near-death experiences, but honestly, the transcendence of the physical experience to merge with consciousness, to be an aspect of the totality of that consciousness, and to be the awareness of the experience. That, to me, that was the near-death experience. It's merging with consciousness so that the physical form and all of physical reality almost like, for lack of better words, melts away or drops mm-hmm. away. Because now it's like becoming the consciousness of all that is, merging with that consciousness for some minute period of linear time, and to align with that consciousness and then somehow come back into the physical form just as I always was, and yet forever changed, forever transmuted in my own physical reality, that's what happened on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then you had an experience where you had some other beings abduct you. And
yeah.
So, I guess you don't have to go into detail there, but so let me ask you this, because you're known as an ascension guide. So one of the things that you do is you do assist others to awaken their alignment with their own true selves, their own divine source within themselves, and then, you know, anchor that to the fifth dimensional reality. So with that in mind, why don't you go ahead and if you don't mind, Laurie, just tell people your experience of the let's just go like the third and fifth dimension, your experience of those dimensions. I'm sure you experienced them in that very experience that you were abducted, as well as your near-death experience. I'm sure you experienced fifth dimension, and maybe even beyond. And then once you've told people about that, let's have you tell people about how you can help them in that process to really anchor that fifth dimension in for people.
Yeah. All right. Well, so let's make this clear. The third dimensional reality is the reality that the bulk of humanity exists in. And it's a reality based on limitation. It's energetically and vibrationally compatible with fear. And it's the reality that the bulk of humanity is aware of. It's the normal everyday, so-called normal everyday way of living that's based in a consciousness of separation. So what I mean by that is, you know, you're separate from the grocery and all the people who work there, and you're separate from God, and you're someone different from the doctor. And the limitation of that reality is based on what you're told from external sources, external authorities like doctors and teachers and lawyers and bankers, and they're the experts. And you, I'm saying you, but all humans are basically near mortal humans who have this limited reality. And in this limited reality, the inevitable things are aging, sickness, illness, death, taxes, you must go to school. There's an authority that will punish you if you don't, cause and effect a relationship, you know, if you don't, and that the cause and the effect, you basically live at the effect of everything. You're a victim. I'm saying you, but I mean all of humanity. We're victims.
Yes, yes, of course.
And there's, you know, that is third dimensional reality. And if you're in that third dimensional reality, everything else outside of what we call the mainstream is absurd. It's unfathomable to consider anything external to that reality. So what we're discussing here today is how to really energetically align with and anchor yourself into a fifth dimensional reality. This fifth dimensional reality is based on peace. It's based on love. It's based on what we call unity consciousness. And it's based even more on oneness. Oneness is different from unity consciousness, because even in unity consciousness, which is a part of fifth dimensional reality, there's still a kind of separation. But oneness is where you start to align with the oneness of all that is. And that includes you as a unique expression of the divine source, one at one with all that is. That's fifth dimensional consciousness. And that is an expansive conversation that we don't have enough time for to cover here. But the purpose of this dialogue today is for us to understand we're all shifting out of third dimension. We're all anchoring into a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, which, again, is based on this energetic of peace and love and unity and oneness. And we have to all travel in some way, shape, or form through a fourth dimensional reality in order to anchor into this 5D. So the fourth dimensional reality, the way I define it, is a reality that's based in the non-physical. And that includes all kinds of unfathomable, unidentifiable things when you're in 3D. They're bizarre, strange. Angels are there. You know, angels don't live there, but you have to connect with them. Benevolent beings are there, but they don't live there, but you have to connect with them. You have to transcend that reality. Dead people like, hey, Law, it's your dead brother, Jeff. He was hanging out in that reality for a while. Ghosts can be in there. Entities, demonics can hang out there. Non-physical words, non-physical emotions, all kinds of non-physical energies. Time and space sort of exist there in a way because you have to transcend that, all the perspectives of time and space. What is time? What is space? What is the limitations of time and space? You have to expand beyond that. So all that stuff exists in the fourth dimensional realm. In addition, by the way, all of our psychic gifts, accessing psychic gifts, psychic awareness, exists when we transcend or when we cross through that fourth dimensional reality. And there's so much more, but I'm trying to do my best to explain it in a very short period of time, right? So that's what we're doing here. That's what this is. And by the way, all of our healing abilities, because we're all healers, we all have the ability to be healers. We all can heal ourselves. We can heal one another. We talk about healing. We're still functioning from the perspective that something needs to be healed, because in 5D, nothing needs to be healed. Everything is already healed. There is no healing required. But we're transcending. We're moving through that fourth dimensional reality. And as we do, we're grabbing the gift, so to speak, of consciousness that serves, support, and assist us in our evolution. So that includes, hey, I'm going to grab all my psychic gifts. I'm going to remember and realign with those psychic gifts that exist for me in this non-physical realm. I'm going to reconnect with all my angels, my shaman, my shamanistic gifts. I'm going to call forward the healer within me and all the healing gifts that I'm able to access so that I can use them, restore myself to my ideal and optimal state of health and well-being. And then I'm going to, as I'm doing this, as I'm moving through this fourth dimensional reality of the non-physical, yeah, I'm going to let go of the demonics. I'm going to, I don't need to play with that. I'm not interested in the fear-based energies. But they're in there if I want to play. But no, I'm not so interested in that. That's denser, heavier, darker shadow aspects. I'm going to release all my own fear-based belief systems and points of view and all the things that have been limiting me into hooking me into the third dimensional reality. You know, that's all part of shifting through, navigating through 4D. And then once I'm really the embodiment of my higher knowing in 5D, once I'm really anchored into this new grid system, this new reality of 5D, then I really get to play. Then it's like, what do I want to do now? What kind of experiences do I want to choose now? How do I want to live my life and serve the greater good of humanity to help and support and assist others in their awakening experience? So that's what we're talking about. That's a big picture.
That's why we're here. I mean, that's why we have everyone on the phone. Because people are looking for assistance and guidance and mentorship in how to move from the 3D, exit out of 3D to a degree, into 5D. So you've spoken about this a little bit, but can you, you know, if you had someone come up to you and say, Lori, help me, I would really like your guidance. How do I move? In fact, there's someone who has asked that very same question on the web, and we'll probably go to that in a moment. But how do I move from 3D to 5D? What are the steps I need to take? How do I raise my consciousness and my frequency so that I can transition from 3D to 5D and remain more anchored in that 5D reality more of the time?
Yeah. So first I want to say, I wish that when I was going through this, I had someone like me and someone like you, Ian, and people like the people who are on, the Wisdom conference, this teleconference, because it's not easy to do it on your own. And basically, like what the people on the Wisdom of the Ancients Summit are offering, I wish I had that back when I was going through that. because it's not easy to do it on your own. It's not easy. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of fear that comes up. There's a lot of, you know, you don't have discernment. You haven't developed your discernment. So the first thing I would say is listen to the wisdom of the ancients and, yes, engage with the people who are stepping out as teachers and healers and intuitives and leaders on this topic area, because the old paradigm is not going to offer the guidance. It's going to suck you back into the craziness, to the insanity of the third dimensional realm that thinks it's normal, that thinks it's normal to get sick, to get drunk, to get stoned, to get high, to go to doctors, to turn 40 and not be able to get pregnant, to, you know, like whatever it is that's not possible for you, that's normal, right? So that's the first thing. Tune into the people who are stepping forward in service. That's the first thing. But the second thing I want to say is that all of what's being offered here, while sometimes may seem kind of crazy, it only seems crazy or absurd because it's all brand new. But to those of us who are already really well anchored in 5D and beyond, this is the new normal. This is what we see. This is how we perceive reality to be. For me, reality, it's like a whole new playground. So how would I advise someone beyond that, beyond following, you know, listening and develop? The other thing is developing discernment, because I look at reality right now as a circus. Like Earth is a big circus. It's a big playground. It's a big Disney World. And you get to choose. Do you want to go in the haunted house? Do you want to go on the roller coaster? Do you want to be on the Ferris wheel? Do you want to try everything? So to somebody who was asking for my guidance, I would be the kind of person who says, you can play with it all, but you have to decide really in this circus, this big circus, like what you really want to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because transcending this reality or choosing is the hardest part in a sense. And yet at the same time, the highest truth is that there's no choice. The choice is the divine. That's the only choice, is the will of the divine. Ultimately, the will of the divine is willing through you, whoever you are. And that will is always the will of love, of peace, of joy. Ultimately, that's where we're all going. But you can, you know, you have to get conscious. You have to really get conscious of the choices that you're making.
Yeah.
Because, like, let me give a really good example. This week, I'm traveling this week. I happen to be in Ohio. And I noticed when I got in my rental car, at one point I had a thought, like, how do they know these rental car companies? Like, I'm in the middle of, like, nowhere right now. I don't even know where I am. I like to do that. I'm an explorer. I love being in nature. And I try to find places that are pretty remote where I can still do my work. And I can work in peace and visit parks and swim in lakes. And anyway, so I noticed when I got in the rental car, oh, my God, I noticed my own thought, oh, my God, I'm driving in this rental car off into the middle of nowhere. Let me bless this car. I hope that they took care of this car. And then I did a consciousness thing, like let everything be good and well. I set my intention. But, you know, within less than 24 hours, the oil light went on the car. And I realized, I miscreated that. And then I noticed also that when I was driving here, there was a nail that got in the tire. And I realized how I miscreated that. I miscreated that because I wasn't absolute. But, of course, it was all so perfect and fine because, like, right when this nail got in the tire, a mile down the road was this tire guy who, you know, could fix it, like, really effortlessly. Like, it was so effortless. It was so fine. Everything was fine. Because I was catching myself in my consciousness, in my own miscreation, right? I'm not at the effect. I'm not at the effect. I'm at the cause. Mm-hmm. I'm the cause. I'm the creator. But we have to get really conscious of how we might slightly miscreate, and then we catch ourselves. This is just a little example. But I'm seeing people miscreate things like diseases right now. Like, I have a friend, she keeps miscreating diseases because she's locked into her own paradigm of being afraid of what her body is doing to her. She hasn't gotten conscious enough. You see, I don't know if this is making sense. I know it probably is to you, but I hope this is making sense. We are at a critical juncture where we're needing to get really conscious, really conscious of what's in our own unconsciousness so that we don't miscreate, so that we can create that which we desire and choose rather than have experiences that are what I would call lesser, undesirable experiences that are associated with more discomfort, displeasure, you know, illness, dis-ease, et cetera, dissatisfaction, lack, limitation, poverty. All of that stuff is what we're being asked to transcend now. So I hope that makes sense. So just to summarize it, what would I tell somebody? Get conscious. We have to get conscious now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a critical point in time. Critical.
Yeah.
But not. I don't say that in a fear-based way. I say that in the most exciting way. It's like, if I go back to the example of, you know, the oil change, or if I go back to the example of the nail, if I went down a fear-based consciousness, I could have miscreated that to be a flat tire in the middle of a highway where there's no one available to help me. But that's not the reality I choose. And because I'm conscious enough, I know how to navigate my reality to create something that's more desirable.
Yeah, and
let me just say this one last thing and then I'll be going. Everything is available to us. Everything is available to us. Everything. Everything. What kind of reality is any person choosing to have and experience now? Everything is available.
Yeah. Yeah, this could definitely be a great conversation with lots and lots of twists and turns that goes on for hours. But I'm going to ask you this question because I want to talk about animals a little bit. And so, everyone, we are going to get to the questions where you can ask Gloria questions. So star 2 to raise your hand or put your question in the webinar box to ask Gloria a question. But I want to talk about animals and the roles because, you know, a lot of us have beautiful little souls in our lives. And I have one in my life, little Lola. Most people know Lola. You've seen photographs of her on Facebook. And she came into my life. Actually, it was given to me in a meditation almost 3 weeks before she came into my life that she would come into my life, something special would come into my life. I was visited by an Aboriginal elder who gave me a message. And then 3 weeks later, here she is, on the very, very day that it was foretold. Anyway, so that's, you know, a snippet of my story. But, you know, I always ask, you know, what is your role, Lola? Why are you here in my life? You know, why are you here for me? And why am I here for you? What is our relationship? So I'm using that to bridge into the next question around contracts, sacred contracts of animals and roles they play for us and in the ascension process. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I would love that. First, I have to say this because this is such a big part of what's going on with animals. I won't forget that, but let me just say what happened with me for animals was that the animals, through my desire to be of service to them, I thought initially I was going to be a dog trainer, then I thought I was going to be an animal communicator, then I got into the healing stuff, I thought I'd help animals heal, and time again what the animals would say to me that I'd be working with was, if you want to help me, you need to help my human. And even wild animals, what they would say, if you want to help us, you're going to need to help the humans. And what I came to realize over time, as you obviously know, Ian, is that the animals are actually, their consciousness is actually way more evolved, so to speak, not like in a linear way, but they're able to access more of consciousness, the consciousness of all that is. Then they're actually more evolved in that sense than we as a human species are. And they're actually here helping humanity to awaken. And they have a divine mission, a divine purpose to assist humans through the awakening process. And they do that either as teachers or as healers to us or you know, yes, also as companions, sharing love and expanding our heart centers through the love that they share and the forgiveness and the, you know, they don't even need to forgive. They're so far past that. It's like they don't even need to learn the lesson of forgiveness. They already do that. That's why anyone with a pet, you know, an animal companion knows that. They never need that. But let me just say the one thing, because I feel like the animals often tell me, you missed that, you forgot to say that, and they tell me now you need to open with this. They want humans to understand the number one so-called worst thing that we do as animal lovers that actually hurts them. It's the most, like, worst thing that we do. What they often say, and I think this is the kind of summit where I can really be honest and open without necessarily triggering people, although it might trigger people. What they often say in a loving way, as a collective, animals say this, do you know who the worst animal abusers are? They ask me to ask this to people. Do you know?
The worst animal abusers?
Yeah.
Is there a profile? I don't know.
Well, let me tell you. Nobody knows. That's why they asked me to ask it. And they don't mean it with any judgment. It comes from a total neutral place. It's animal lovers. Animal lovers who post and share the pain of animals. So, for example, the Humane Society, when they post that commercial with Sarah McLachlan singing In the Arms of an Angel, and then they show you all that horrible abuse, that's an example of the worst abusers of animals. And I know those are well-meaning people. We just don't know. The animals are asking us to become more conscious. What they're saying is, when you post pictures of us suffering, when you post and share on Facebook the misery and the torture of animals, when you post all that, you're actually perpetuating and exacerbating the abuse of animals. And because only animal lovers are the ones who really care about that stuff in the first place, because someone who doesn't love animals or someone who's already creating that abuse is insensitive to it in the first place, only animal lovers tune into that, and then they feel the pain. They feel that pain with the depth of that pain. So what do? Energetically add and infuse more pain into the very thing they're trying to change. And this is no different than law of attraction or any other lesson that we are all as a human species learning, is that what we give our energy to, and energy is emotion in motion. Energy is when we feel deep emotion. Energy is everything. But when we feel a deep emotion, like sadness, pain, suffering, grief, torment that the animals are feeling, just because we look at a picture, we're actually feeding the very thing we don't want. We're actually, as creator beings, creating more of the very thing we don't want. And animals are trying to get this message through to us because they know how much we love them and how much we're trying to help them.
Yeah.
So they're not saying it any judgment or wrongness. They're offering incredible wisdom on this to help us to transform the experience for all of animals, including humans. So what they're asking us to do is to share from a place, and this is just basic energy. This is what we're all shifting into. They're asking us to share more from the greatness of what's happening. Like, woohoo, cows are now finally able to live grass, fed lives. Woohoo, you know, farm life is changing for the better for animals. Woohoo, no more artificial hormones being injected, where that's becoming a thing of the past. Like, they're asking us to celebrate the goodness that's happening for us, for them, and to give more of our energy, our passion, our excitement to all of that. And again, I'll just say, this is just another example of how we're actually all meant to live. This isn't just about animals. This applies to everything. If we want to change our lives, this is like basic law of attraction. Now, that does not mean, I've got to say this, that we deny, pretend, resist, react, or ignore those things that are not okay.
Right.
Like abuse of animals, abuse of children, whatever it is, or our own pain. It does not mean we deny or ignore that. It means that we take that stuff, that shadow stuff, to the healers, like me, like you, like the people on this summit. We bring that into healing circles. We bring that into sacred circle where we are in a meditative state, which we could call ourselves in a zero point or a neutral, the divine neutral, the sacred neutral. We take it into those healing circles, and with our powerful, masterful intention, we command the divine to transcend that. We command the consciousness from a place of power that this dense, heavy craft be completely transformed. We start using our consciousness the way healers do, the way those of us who are already in our, you know, stepping into more of our grand, our power, that's where we make the change. So we don't deny the shadow, but we just don't feed more pain into it. We feed our power to transcend it. That's what we're all learning. That's what the summit's about. That's what I know. I mean, I know all the speakers are, we're all doing our best to bring forward consciousness so that we can shift out of this dense reality. Even if we're teaching about waking up to your psychic gifts, that's an aspect of claiming the divinity within us that has higher knowing, expanded consciousness, so we can transform this stuff, so we can use it for the greater good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
So, yeah, that is, I hope that's helpful.
yes, yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that. I think that's offered, it offered information, and we're not responsible for the message being received at all. We're just responsible for delivering the message. So, you know, that carries a certain vibration, and that's going to, you know, penetrate everyone's heart in a different way. But that's what you said there, I think was fairly new information or fairly new vibration to come across. So,
yeah. I do want to say, Ian, if it's okay, I mean, I want to say that I do feel like I bring forward extremely advanced, progressive information just about my own self and my own style of work. And what I like to do most is I love to tap into the unknown realm. So I'm not really very interested in regurgitating something that's being taught by someone else or rewriting something. I've done that, but it's not my thing. I like to tap into the non-physical realm and access information, energy, and consciousness that is completely unknown and brand new. And so it is, that is what I bring to you. I don't study anymore really so much any other teachers. I'm very good at accessing the non-physical realm and higher consciousness and bringing that consciousness in. And I think one of my gifts of people working with me and, you know, I know we'll talk about the package later and the membership. What I bring forward is information that's not accessible, I don't believe, anywhere else, because I'm getting it straight from the divine.
Yeah.
I'm accessing it from source. And yes, from the higher consciousness of the animal kingdom and other realms too. You know, I have a lot of stuff that's related to our star families and the star family races and what they're here to bring forward. And those star families are, you know, not readily accessible always. And so I'm bringing forward stuff that's not very common. Yeah. So thank you for saying that. It's true.
Bring forth more of that information right now, live on the phone. Star 2 to raise your hand. So we're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to have you'll have the opportunity to ask Lori a question and see what is coming through for you. So here we have someone from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. Last four digits are 8481. Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. You're on live.
Oh, my goodness. My name is Joanne. I'm very excited. Thank you. I unfortunately wasn't, I take the beginning of the call, but I really heard what you said about animals, and I get all these petitions to sign, and every time it really resonates with me, it breaks my heart, and I feel so sad.
Yeah.
And so, you know, is that something that I should, based on what you said, is that something I should stop doing, is like just, like, unsubscribe? Because I heard what you said about, you know, putting forth positive energy for the animals.
Yeah. Okay, Joanne, first of all, my heart just connects with yours so much because I know that love for the animals, and I'm so grateful to you because you are part of the solution. But the thing is if you think about petition signing And I've had this conversation with people a lot of times. It's one of those hard kinds of things because it's based in a third dimensional paradigm where you're at the effect of something. So think about this. When you sign a petition, you're at the one level, at the effect, trying to change something that's already happened. And yes, you are in a way at the cause of something because you're trying to create something new with that petition, but it's still based in third dimensional reality of cause and effect. And what I want to do with spiritually minded animal lovers, because that's such a huge part of my work here, is to bring us out of effect altogether and entirely into the causal realm and beyond. So the causal realm is where we create that which we desire, but in the causal realm, you basically are no longer at the effect of something. You actually do address something before it ever happens. So from the causal realm, which is a non-physical realm based out of fifth dimensional consciousness, that's what we're talking about, we can actually change the experience for animals so much better than, and so much faster and so much more effectively than actually where we're at a petition and we're still playing in a third dimensional reality. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And, you know, I was really happy you said that because I kept thinking, you know, this is causing me pain every time I look at this petition. But maybe is it the right thing to do and I should push my pain aside and look at the of this animal who suffered. And I do have, I've had pets for, oh my goodness, more than 20 years. I have rabbits. And
Well, so so that we can do the maximum bang for your buck here, can I just say that's what I call a program. So it's a program and it's a hook. It's what we call an energetic hook. It hooks us and entangles us into the third dimensional reality because on a certain level, you're like, I should do this because you do care. Your heart center's already open. You're already in a place of caring and compassion. So you're wanting to make change, but it's a hook. It's an entanglement. It's an ensnarlment that ensnarls you into this old paradigm that's a controlled paradigm to keep you stuck in there. And that hook is, if I'm not doing these petitions, I won't be able to make the change. It's all brainwashing. It's the brainwashing of humanity to believe that that's the way that the change has to happen. So let's do a little healing for the whole group of anyone. I'll say the words first. So your free will, if you don't want it, you don't have to have it. But this healing is for all of us who, let me get the words from source. Everyone who would like to receive this healing, just listen to the words first and then you'll give your consent. This will take no more than less than a minute. Maybe 2 minutes. So let's have divine source, creator God of all that is, the highest, clearest, purest, original source of creation, divine source, infinite love, infinite light, infinite wisdom, infinite consciousness. Assist us here now and locate from within and around each and every one of us who are hooked into an old paradigm. Locate and identify each and every one of those hooks, those cords, those attachments, those entanglements, those ensnarlments that keep us programmed into this old third dimensional consciousness where we believe and or perceive that that's the way to make change. And as those hooks, cords, attachments, entanglements are identified, they are most lovingly and most benevolently lifted, removed, dissolved, and taken away and transmuted into divine source, further freeing us, liberating us from that paradigm, and simultaneously, with your consent, instilling within your consciousness, creator's consciousness, of the higher, sorry, I'm being redirected with the words, with clarity, creator's consciousness and clarity on the higher and better, more evolved, these words are not the right words, the fifth dimensional and beyond solutions to how you can truly make change in higher and better ways for the greater good of all animals on earth. So Creator is going to instill within you, I'm summarizing what's just been said with more clarity, Creator will instill within you and awaken from within you the highest and best solutions within you for creating higher and better change, permanent change for the better for all animals, while simultaneously unhooking you from the old dimensional, third dimensional paradigm of belief systems that have dictated an old way of making change, which is no longer effective at all. So if you're willing to do this now, to receive the gifts of this healing, and I'll just paraphrase here, that it's only as is for your highest and best good, only as is for the highest and greatest of all beings concerned and with harm to none. If you're, and only as is uniquely appropriate for you, your body, your life, your living. If you're willing to receive the gifts of this healing now, you simply need to take some deep, long, slow breaths and let your mind just say, yes, thank you, or yes, please, yes, thank you. And let me step out of the way. There'll be a few seconds of what seems to be silence while this is being done. Take it to go. Yeah, just clearing away all the densities and the drosses, the heavinesses, and accessing the divine source right here and right now, as it's been here all along. Now you're just breathing, receiving, and noticing. Whatever you notice is fine, even if you think you notice nothing. Just, you're just saying yes if you give your consent. A few more moments. Yes, nice. A little bit final integration. Nice, good. So let's just say this here now. You may have noticed absolutely nothing, and that's fine. Or you may have just noticed yourself breathing or just my voice. The healing on that download, we call that a download and a clearing, just started, which means that you will forever be changed as a result of it. But you might not become conscious of the change until another week or 2 weeks even, or a couple of days. Whatever it is, it's fine. It just started, so let it be. It's done. Joanne, I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, it's been so helpful. I that's something I guess I would say sort of subtle, but a lightness, because this has been, a friend had sent me, you know, this email, and then I'm getting these emails at least once a day, and every time it's caused me pain. And so this is just such a relief. I became a vegetarian because of my love for animals and sort of trending towards being a vegan. And I just, you know, this is like, it's just such a huge release for me to not have that. It's really, it was like guilt. I felt guilty if I didn't sign.
We can do clearings on the guilt, although I don't know. I'll let Ian say if he wants to do more. But what I would say, my guidance to you would be to unsubscribe from any email that adds pain to your life. And also understand that's just another form of energetic sucking and draining. In the third dimensional reality, that whole reality is based on feeding off the energy of others. Energy is a universal currency. And your pain, your suffering is feeding someone somewhere who feeds off that energy, some kind of energy-sucking vampire that feeds off of pain and suffering. So unplug from any email that causes pain.
Thank you.
I hope that's helpful.
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
you're welcome.
Tremendously. And thank you. Oh, it's just so wonderful to talk to someone who loves animals so much, and I just hear it in your voice and your energy, and thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Joanne.
Hey,
thank you.
Ian, do you want to do a clearing on guilt, or do you want to just, because we could take the next question. I don't know. We can do a clearing on guilt, the energetics of guilt, for people. Or I would go to the next question. It's either way.
Well, if you're feeling it pretty strongly, then we can do it. But if it's just kind of a light feeling that. But if you feel that it needs to be done, I'm happy to do that. Otherwise, I'll move to the next question.
Well, it came up. I always feel like whatever comes up is meant to be addressed. So
all right.
Let's just have divine source, creator God of all that is, locate and identify guilt. All energies, frequencies, and vibrations of guilt, all the programs and the implants and the explants of guilt, everywhere we've created guilt, everywhere we've used guilt, everywhere the energetics of guilt have been part of our experience, that's a third dimensional fear-based energy. So we're just going to have divine source locate all of that guilt and most lovingly, most benevolently, lift it, remove it, dissolve it, and take it away and transmute it into love and light. Return it home to source. We no longer need guilt in 5D, and we can transmute it here now. So if you're willing to have this, all the energetics of guilt, all the programs, et cetera, identified from within and around you, whoever you are. Your free will consent need only say yes, please, and or yes, thank you. That's all. And then breathe. Deep, long, slow breaths. Allow the divine source to locate all this guilt, lift it, remove it, dissolve it, take it away, and transmute it into love and light so that you never again need to repeat it and or perpetuate it, so that you're done and complete with it once and for all, once and forever. Let's just do it now. And you give your consent. You breathe. You receive. You just notice whatever you notice. A few moments, I'll be silent. Yeah. Unanimously agreed. Nice. Nice. Just a little bit more. You notice whatever you're noticing, even if you think it's nothing. Yeah. And just replace it with divine source consciousness on this topic area, that you have the gift of consciousness on the topic area of guilt. So you never again need to play with it, right? You claim the lesson learned, you're done and complete with it. Yes. You come into alignment with the divine source on the topic area of guilt. It was just something to be explored, something to be revealed, and now something to be done and complete with. That's it. Final integration here now. Yes. Nice, good. All right. Simple, easy. Yeah. You there, you. Ian?
Yeah, I'm here. I wasn't sure if you were finished yet, so thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
All right, beautiful. Okay, let's go to San Jose, California. San Jose, 5316, the last four digits of your phone number. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Lori. Hi, Ian. I'm delighted to be here and just been smiling broadly with so much of the truth you've been sharing, Lori. And I guess I'm going to ask, my question is about allowing in a new animal family member to our home, which is really like a sanctuary. I feel very grateful for.
Can you tell me what your name is?
My name is Fawn. My name is Fawn. Christian.
Fawn. Okay, so, and
Fawn.
Fawn.
That's like in Frank, A-W-N. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to do your question, but I would love, if we could keep most of the questions after this, mostly focus on what serves the greater good. I love that. I love when we address what's going on for the collective. But you're wanting to know if this new animal is right for your home. Is that right?
Yes.
Vaughn? That Vaughn? Okay. And can I ask you, did you already meet and connect with this animal?
Through pictures, because the male cat is actually in Oregon and I live in California.
Okay. And so does the male cat already have a name?
No.
Okay, that's okay. It's helpful to me connect directly with an animal when I have their name so I can locate them. But we're not going to do it directly through that animal's consciousness. Then we're going to do it instead through your own higher consciousness, right? Because if we can't do it telepathically, if I can't locate that animal without an actual name, I can just give divine guidance for you. So you have a family and there's children in your family. Is that right? Or are there other
people?
No, it's
just my husband and I. It is only my husband and I. And we have always had feline companions, but we haven't in the last 2 years. So now we're ready to bring in a new.
Oh yeah, and you are
member.
Ready. You are so ready.
And here we
are.
Ready. Yeah.
Yes. So I mean, I don't know that you even need me to tell you that, but I get all yeses. I hear all yeses. I see all thumbs up. I see a cat who's crossed over who loves you too. A cat who's passed in a non-physical realm. Yes, it's all yeses. Is that your cat who crossed over? Like a little
my cat who
striped cat. Yeah. What was that cat's name?
Yes, Mike. Yes, she had.
So there's still sadness over that cat. But, you know, that cat is, like, so in love with you and only wants for your happiness and fulfillment. It's still a guide in the non-physical. Isn't the same embodiment as this cat that's located in Oregon or separate, far apart from you. But that cat is still around you, Mika, and a guide for you, accessible to you. Hasn't chosen to come into physical. Was it 2 years ago?
Yes. Yes, I do feel her all the time. I just, I do still miss her.
Yes. So I'm going to give you a little exercise. A little exercise that you can do when you go to sleep at night or when you wake up, anytime you're rested, where you let your eyes close and you start to just breathe in the energies of forgiveness. And forgiveness is an energy. And also compassion. Just breathe in to your body with your eyes closed in this exercise, the energies and the frequencies of compassion and forgiveness into your body and being. And then see in your mind you with your cat who crossed over, Mika, and extend the energy of compassion and forgiveness to yourself and this cat. There's no way to do it wrong. Your cat, Mika, is already so, like, just energetically at peace and in love, but there's this awareness, an awareness coming in that you just have to forgive yourself, in a sense, and extend compassion to yourself, the version of you at the time you were together. Because at that time you were going through this hardship and challenge and your animal, you know, crossed over, left that reality because there were physical issues of those challenges of the body, of the physical experience. So it's just that timeline where you were on together is asking for some self-compassion and self-forgiveness for both of you. Does this make sense?
It really is. Yes, it makes sense, and I'm feeling it, and it's really beautiful.
Yes.
Thanks, Fawn.
But know
thank
that your
so
cat in the
Lord.
Non-physical, yeah, totally loves you. Yeah, I hope that's helpful, Fawn. I thank you so much.
It's very much so. Thank you. Thank
much
you,
love
Lori.
To you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, Lori, you have a wonderful offer that you're making available to this group for a very, very special, it's a very, very special offer. And everyone, if you are on the webinar page, let's do this now. Let's take a look at Lori's offer because I know some of you are wondering how you can work with her as well or work with her her information. Page, click on the orange button, and that'll be underneath her photograph, and it'll take you to the offer page, which is WOTA Summit. That stands for Wisdom of the Ancients. So WOTASummit.com. /Lori, L-O-R-I. Everything's lowercase. WOTASummit.com/Lori. And then you'll be taken to a page that says Sacred Membership. So, Lori, tell us about the Sacred Membership group. What is it and what's all that's included? Well, not everything. There's a lot. So you'd have to look at this. I mean, there's too much to talk about, I think. I think that most people are going to want to look at this and follow along either now if they're on the phone or later on the replays where they can actually look and see everything that's available because it's a lot. So just give us, I think, a good sense of what's in here and how people would really benefit by taking advantage of this.
Yeah. So, okay. So first let me say that what this is a year-long membership. It's an online membership, and this year-long membership has over 100 hours of content. And when I say content, what I'm talking about here is MP3s and ebooks, and actually we're starting to add more content with videos, that is everything related to consciousness expansion. So there's topic areas on almost every area of metaphysical development, spiritual development, and certainly a huge part of that is animal communication and telepathy, psychic development, intuitive development, energy healing. There's classes on the universal laws, which we have barely, we even really touched on this, working with the laws. understanding, because in 5D, you have to really align yourself with the universal laws. The Akashic Records, which are the records of all of existence, you can learn all about that. All different kinds of energy healing. Yes, animal communication and telepathy, work on that, developing that, learning about that, and exploring what animals are here to teach us and how to help animals and also how to heal with your animals and learning about what your animals are here to teach you. There's a ton. I mean, there's countless hours of meditations and energy healings, including DNA activations, which is one of the most critical things you can do for yourself at this time, because everything that you need to awaken and transform and so-called ascend and shift into 5D and beyond, way beyond 5D, because we have way more than five dimensions. You know, we can access at least 13 dimensions of consciousness, but it's in the DNA. So you have to activate your DNA. There's DNA activations. There's sacred energy healing in there. Just so much to sacred energy healing for people and for animals. Tons of stuff on manifestation, using the tools of manifestation, becoming a conscious creator. There's tons of stuff on learning about your star family, the star family races. There's tons of stuff about clearing entities, demonics, working with that. There's tons of stuff on Reiki. There's Reiki energy healing in there and Theta healing and so many different kinds of modalities that get a full year access. And yes, this stuff is not just for you, but also for your animals. There's also tons of stuff, content, on working interdimensionally with your ancestors, and there's stuff on shamanism, and I mean, there's just so much content. Like I said, it's over 100 hours of, to me, it's content that's from the unknown realm, and from the non-physical, and also from the animals and their consciousness that they want to share with humanity. And because you have a whole year access to it, you get to use it at your own pace. Certainly a lot of the healing meditations you'll want to listen to more than once. But other stuff you'll listen to once, you'll absorb the information and the content there. And it's just by listening to it, you elevate into that field of consciousness. You elevate into that higher expanded consciousness that's available to you through this information and the energy in it. So you have it for a whole year. And by the way, the information is all downloadable. So when I say downloadable, you can own it on your computer. It's not unavailable to you to own forever. It's just through the online access, you have that for a whole year. It's, to me, this content and the over 100 hours. Oh, by the way, I also need to say, there is an entire class in there called The Secret Energy of Money and the Spiritual Laws of Wealth, Abundance, Prosperity, and Had a Little Prosperous Life, a.k.a. Susie Orman Doesn't Know Crap. My comedy. But it's got a whole class with energy healing around the issues of wealth, abundance, prosperity, self-worth, self-value, plus there's a 100-page ebook in there. I mean, it's just, this membership is so rich, and it's valued. I mean, the content, the value, I could easily place a dollar value of well over $10,000. Even if you were to go to my website, not through the summit, you'd see the online sacred membership group is priced at $444 for the full year access. And today, through the magic of the Ancient Wisdom Summit, we're giving a 50% savings. So you save. If you do this today using a special discount code, you will save 50% off what's listed of the $444, and today you have the value, it would be $222 for the full year access. It's, to me, worth so much more than that. And I get comments all the time from people saying how much, they cannot believe how much is in there and how incredibly expensive they get from this year-long membership. So the coupon code, I'm trying to search for it, but I know we did a very unique. What's the coupon code? Is it Wisdom of the Ancients? Is that what it is?
No, it's actually on the page. It's called Ancient Wisdom, but you know, Ancient it's got a capital A and a capital W. I'm not sure if it's case sensitive, but Ancient Wisdom,
yes,
is the coupon code.
Sensitive.
Okay.
Yes. What they would do then is put that coupon code straight in when they go to the checkout. Capital, make a copy and paste it, right? It's all one word, Ancient Wisdom, and the A is capital and the W is capital. And then they get the 50% savings.
Exactly. Yeah, so everyone, usually it's $4.44, and then with half off, literally half off, 50% off, with the Ancient Wisdom coupon code, it's $222. So you get the full year to that membership site that has all that information. If you're not looking at the page right now, I encourage you to look at the page. There is so much information. I guarantee you, I don't like to say that, but I guarantee you, when you look through this list of everything that you see, from theta healing to forgiveness, compassion, sacred geometry, conscious shifting, sacred space clearing, dark arts training, working with crystals, elemental kingdoms, nature, the karma, money, living in the overflow, animal totems, healing meditations, guides, messengers, healers, ascension, managing ascension symptoms. I mean, how many people have ascension symptoms? All right, I see everyone's hand raised. Right now, everyone's hand is raised. Everyone on the call, their hand is raised. I think this is the first time I've actually seen modules on how to manage ascension symptoms. I mean, that's incredible. Mm. Activating your dormant DNA, which I'm going to have you talk about in a little bit before we go, because we did promise that they're going to hear about that. Mm-hmm. Astral traveling, you know, dimensions, timelines, portal gateways. So where was I going with this? I was going, like, I guarantee you there'll be something there that you resonate with going, oh, yeah, I want to learn more about sacred geometry. I want to learn more about timelines. I want to learn more about crystals. I want to learn more about ascension symptoms. So you've got access to a full year. And Lori said you can download the information. So it's not like you have to be on the portal. And if you find the things that really resonate with you, that you're really interested in, and the divine is actually drawing your attention to, download them, and then you can listen to them anywhere. What I like to do is I like to find a quiet place, and I like to take my headphones. Mm-hmm. And I don't have cellular service, but the meditations that Laurie's speaking about, you know, go to your favorite tree where you don't have cellular service or wherever, but once you download it on your phone, then you can play it. And so I like to do that. With my favorite meditations and guided journeys and things like that, or maybe it's something that I want to learn about. Maybe I want to learn about sacred geometry, and I know something about sacred geometry, and I'm working with sacred geometry personally, but I bet you I'd find something in there that the divine would say, hey, you know, you need to know about this. And then, you know, as you listen to that, you know, that's when you get your own personal downloads. So,
yeah. And let me also say, if I could, I'll just say this. If you're a person who really wants to start learning how to access the non-physical realm and how to shift and transcend your experience in all areas of your life, whether it's physical health, emotional health, whether it's with your animals, whether it's accessing and developing your psychic intuitive gifts, whether it's further expanding on your healing gifts or developing new ones, whether it's learning about alien races, extraterrestrial star family races, whether it's understanding this whole concept of ascension and transformation, whether it's learning about natural health food for you and your pets. There's a whole, all my best-selling books that are on Amazon, they're all in there. Every one of my best-selling books on Amazon are in this sacred membership. Whatever it is, you know, if you want to learn about, you know, different forms of healing modalities, if you want to understand more about opening your chakra centers and healing that, it's all in there. Because let me just say, in my life's journey, I have been a metaphysical, spiritual junkie. Once I got to Maui and I started going through this transformation, I was so voracious to expand beyond the limitations of my reality that I turned my addiction into all my addictions of smoking and all that stuff that's no longer, you know, was gone forever once I went to Maui. But I turned it into addiction of love, of spiritual truth, of higher knowings, of connecting with these angels and angel gods and benevolent ascended masters and my own higher consciousness and the divine, I turned my addiction into helping and supporting animals in the animal kingdom and expanding all of that. So all of that, I put it in here. Everything I learned, as soon as I learn it and get to that point where I develop my own mastery on it, I turned it into some form of a class or a group seminar or a workshop or meditation or some kind of healing call or anything that I could do because I knew I loved sharing it. I loved teaching it. And I couldn't get enough of that. So I turned it into this membership. To me, it's not a question of, do you find something in there that you love? Because that's a guarantee. It's a guarantee that I guarantee you will be forever transformed in a higher and better way and that your whole world and your whole reality will start to shift in a very short period of time as you use and apply the techniques that are in here, the healing, the activations, the meditations, the learning. There's links on pet foods and just all the supplements. That alone will forever transform your experience if you're an animal lover. That I can guarantee that your life experience will be in some way, shape, or form forever transformed if you use and apply the content in here. And it will happen in ways that feel good and right and benevolent and loving for you, for your animals, for your life, for your living. Even if you don't have animals, it doesn't matter. This is for humans. I stand by the content in here and the incredible experiences that will come as a result of this. And my clients and the testimonials that people send me on practically a daily basis, they are what makes me be able to say this with such confidence because when I didn't always know that until I started getting just the feedback that's every day, feedback. Every single day I get feedback on how people's lives are changing for the better because of what they're using and applying. And it's effortless. It is. Sometimes just listening to a meditation before you go to sleep is effortless. I don't know. It doesn't get I don't know if it gets better. But I'm not overselling it. I've learned to start raving about my stuff because for years I didn't. And then I would ask the universe, you know, show me, is this really, how is this helping people and animals? Show me the evidence so that I can know that what I'm doing is really, really helping and serving. And then I just, after I asked for that validation so that I could know that my service was making a difference, I just, since then, it's nonstop feedback about positivity and also, there's been times where I've gone back over the years and listened to the content in here, re-listened, and I've been like, wow, this is, like, really good. You know, like, wow, I didn't even know it. Because it's all channeled. It's all the divine working through me or, you know, for the group and whoever's on the calls or whatever. And, you know, the energy is always live because the divine is never limited to time or space. And it's always, I mean, I've said enough because I could go on. I stand behind it. I think it's great content. I am astounded. Yeah. And there's a voice in my head that's like, you should be charging a lot more, Lori. There's a voice in my head that's like, you need to be charging a lot more for this. But I want to make it available to people. I don't want money to be the reason they say no. So that's why I keep the price as low as it is.
Yeah. And especially low today.
Yes.
Or on the series.
Especially low.
It's usually $444, so $222 is a big difference from $444.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your amazing generosity to allow us to charge that amount. So you must use that code. So everyone, when you do that, it's actually going to go to one of Laurie's pages, and then you'll get access to Laurie's sacred membership site through her system. So the first thing you'll see is you'll see that little box on the left-hand side that says, you know, code or coupon code or something like that. And don't forget, it is case-sensitive, ancient wisdom, case-sensitive. So let me ask, so here's Julie from Manchester. She's asking, can we measure the level of soul or higher consciousness we have embodied in a linear way, such as a percentage, to check our progress? Is there anything that you know of?
Love that question. Okay, so understand that the infinite, that we are infinite beings with infinite potential, and infinite is not measurable. And that is the highest truth that I'm aware of, that we are infinite. And to me, from my consciousness, infinite is almost, it's infinitely almost unfathomable. However, that said, there is a way to measure, because from a measurement point of view, understand, the infinite has no measurement of size. And in fact, I work with the universal laws, and the law of compensation recently revealed to me that the law of compensation was created because of humanity's belief system in measurement and size, and that humans bought into a perspective that we have to measure size and amount. So, like, there's no difference from the infinite between a dollar, a penny, and a gazillion. It's all the same. It's all infinite. So we measure things, and we see things in size, and we, our human self likes to do that. So there's, yes, from that perspective, it's measurable. So your high self, each and every one of our high selves, is roughly measurable by the size of 7 times 7 times 7 skyscrapers. And that your soul self is 7 times 7 times 7 times infinite souls. So you have 7 oversouls that are linked into 7 oversouls that are linked into 7 oversouls. An oversoul ultimately links in to the divine, right? We're trying to measure this. How can you measure the infinite nature of who you are? But yes, your individuality, any human being, could be measurable by 7 skyscrapers tall of light times 7 times 7. Which, if you do that, I think that's 144. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But 144 skyscrapers tall is what I'm basically hearing, of light.
Okay.
And your oversoul is linked into that, your soul self. You're as tall as that, as big as that, all the way around in every direction, not just up and down, but outward too, in like a circle. And it's all, by the way, the core of you is in your heart center, emanating. All of it's emanating from you. Okay, I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody.
Sure. All right. So, you know, Julie. Go back and listen to that again. Okay.
So right. I get it, because really it's so beyond our what our human brain can wrap itself around. But when we let our we start to shift into a fifth dimensional consciousness, our human brain, our linear way of thinking of things drops off, and we open up into this expanded knowing where it makes total sense. Makes total sense. And yet we are aware of kind of the insanity of it at the same time. It's funny. It's all funny.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, but it carries the highest vibration, so that you're in a state of bliss or love or joy or peace. So, like, it doesn't really matter, because you're carrying these high vibrations with you.
I mean, even as I'm chatting with you, like, there's a part of me that's so, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be sharing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope, you know, I get that people will get what they're meant to get. And even if in this now moment it doesn't make total sense to the left brain, the analytical brain, they will vibe into it. And at some point it will somehow activate where they know it. And they might not link it back to this now moment, but they will. It will, because it's all vibration, and all this information is just bringing people online to this state of consciousness and beyond.
Exactly. I mean, there's no reason why why linear has to connect with quantum. There's no reason why we actually have to have a mental connection between the words that you just said and the transformation in our lives. We don't have to. Our mind wants to go, what did I hear that one time that made me, you know, what did, but that's, you don't have to feel that way. You don't have to have that connection because the vibration behind your words is making the impact right now as we speak.
Yes.
Oh.
Right. And it's permeating through all of reality.
Yes.
So,
exactly. Exactly. And the way we feel right now is helping some person on the other side of the globe because the divine on the is utilizing this vibration for someone else's, you know, the way we feel right
yes.
now and the highest vibrations we project and embody
yeah.
can help and do help other people's transformation. So we're helping globally
yes.
and beyond.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's so important.
Can I say something else, too, that's really just lighting up in a big way? And that is that,
yeah.
you know, the human species is often referred to as these asleep kind of unconscious beings. And in reality, what we are the greatest. Okay, I hope this is okay to say because it's a little challenging to measure it to sound it like this. But anyway, we are the gift, the incubators for the divine awakening of cosmoses beyond cosmoses beyond cosmoses. What, again, it's like, what is eternity? We are the incubation of the awakening for all of existence. And our job is to awaken ourselves into this love and joy, this expression of the divine that's birthing from within us and around us, and to carry that throughout everything we do and say. So our linear brain, which is primarily left brain in the human species, right? Our left analytical brain has become too limiting for what we're expanding into. So that's the whole thing. That's exactly what you're saying, Ian. We're expanding so beyond what our left brain capacity is. It's not going to be able to get us to where we're going. We have to expand beyond the linear mind that wants to categorize and understand and calculate and determine and figure. We can't figure our way out of 3D. You cannot figure your way out of 3D. So this is where meditation, DNA activations, light body activations, star code activations, these are light activations and alignments and attunements with the divine come in. And by the way, all that stuff is in the sacred membership.
Mm.
So that's when you start doing that, you start talking like me, like you, as it's just, yeah, it's all like, wow, we're just expanding. It's so, it is blissful. It is joyful. It is like, it makes me so happy just to be sharing this because it's the true truth of what I'm here for. So I'm getting to live the highest expression of my own existence here by sharing this. That joy, that happiness permeates that love. And you're right. It's exactly what you were saying. It's affecting all of humanity.
Mm. Speaking about, I do need to go back and have you tell us about DNA activations because we promised, but this is quite pertinent. So Wolfie from Sweden says, I want to shift into only higher dimensional consciousness. How do I leave 4D for good and delete 3 and 4 timeline? So he practices love by
yeah.
self. In nature every day, he follows the law
yeah.
of one. So how do you leave
all right.
three?
Well, the first thing is the desire to leave it is a resistance to it. So you have to be willing to accept and embrace it so wholly and so completely that you no longer are trying to leave it, right? There's still a resistance, a reaction, and a judgment of it. As a wrongness in the desire to leave it. So that's the first thing. You have to address that. And that requires different forms of energy healing and various states of consciousness. Certainly there's an issue of like acceptance of all that is. You accept all that is. It's part of the reality. And you recognize you'll never leave it completely until the whole of humanity transcends because you're coexisting with it. But at the same time, you shift into different dimensional states and different timelines of reality. A timeline of reality is just where you're experiencing a particular kind of experience. So the more you're up-leveling your consciousness, your vibration, your energetic state of being, you're shifting into another timeline of reality that you're more vibrationally compatible with. And on those other timelines, you're going to see less and less of the density of what we call 3D and 4D, right? That's the first part. So there's healing around that. There's evolution for you. That's the first part. The second part is, look, do you think that the tail of an elephant, if the perspective you're looking at is just the up-close view of an elephant's butt, and you see his tail, and you're looking at that, do you think that the elephant is saying, how do I leave this tail behind? No, he's asking, how do I see more of the whole of who I am? So you're not trying to leave that behind. You're simply trying to become more of what you are. And in the recognizing that you don't want to be the ass anymore, you actually want to be the whole of who you are. And by the way, you're way more than an elephant, because then when you become the elephant, you want to become at one with your whole herd. And then when you're one with your whole herd, you want to encompass all of Africa. And then you want to move beyond that and become more of all of Mother Earth. It's an ever-going, ongoing expansion of who you are. You never really totally leave behind what you are judging as less than you. You simply become more than it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you no longer just need to be the app. You become the whole. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, it is. It's the integration of all.
Yes. And you recognize, you know, the way that happens, I cannot say this enough, because the concept of healing in and of itself, and I mean, I'm a healer, but I don't even like that word, because the concept of healing is almost implying that something's wrong. And that's not what it is. The healing is like alignments, attunements that really just allow you to embrace more of the totality of who you are. But the healing process is what does that. Even though you're not less than who you are, you're already that. You're just realigning into more of the total of your consciousness. But again, I'm referencing it as healing because that's a word we use and we agree on that brings you into the higher states of energy. And yeah, I hope that makes sense. I mean, again, that's the kind of stuff that's in that sacred membership, not to keep referencing it, but that's to me, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I hope that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reference it too, because it is in the sacred membership, but tell us about activating our dormant DNA, because you stressed
it. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the DNA.
Tell us about it.
Okay, the DNA is simply the key. It is the key. So in our DNA, in third-dimensional reality, in the DNA, people have two strands of DNA, we all know it, and it's the records of our ancestors, right? And stored up in those records is all of the wounds, the traumas, the problems, the dis-ease of all of our ancestors and all of our lineage. And part of the healing journey is actually to heal that stuff, those traumas, those dramas, those wounds, the pain, the suffering, the belief systems that created the experiences that we're having in the third dimensional reality, right? That's the first two strands of DNA. So if you, for example, got any kind of dis-ease or any kind of illness, whatever it is, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, energetic, it's irrelevant. It's stored in the first two strands of DNA, and it can be addressed. And when it's addressed, it can also be addressed, by the way, for all your lineage. That's part of what I do. I can easily identify stuff that's stored in the DNA that the lineage is carrying. It doesn't matter if it's related to, you know, any kind of disease, or whether it's even the way you live your life, even if it's poverty, even if it's lack of self-love, even if it's that you have no friends or you can't meet a partner. It's stored in the DNA. It's a record. It's also stored in the Akashic Records, by the way. And that's also in that, that sacred membership. But so that can be, we can use the word healed, even though it's not really healing, because beyond the first two strands of DNA, we also know that there's another at least 10 strands of physical DNA which has been identified even in the third dimensional reality, And those 10 strands, according to scientists in our mainstream science, is dormant, waiting to be awakened. And, of course, we all, I mean, if you're in this consciousness movement, you know, it's very easy to awaken it because it gets activated and awakened by certain energy, various forms of energy. And when you're using energy, certain high-frequency light and or sound and or different work aspects of consciousness, that dormant DNA gets awakened. As it gets awakened, more of your greatest gifts come online. All of your psychic gifts are stored in your DNA. All of your greatest potential is stored in your DNA. I'm talking about after the first two strands. All of your higher knowing, all of your abilities to connect with animals and plants in a telepathic way is stored in that DNA. All of the solutions to all the world's issues are stored in our DNA. All of the issues we're dealing with, the solutions, it's all in there. So as we start to activate this DNA by using certain kinds of energetics, high-frequency energetics, doesn't mean you look at the clock. I've heard people say this. I always get a laugh out of it. Doesn't mean you look at the clock, you see 111, and you go, oh, my DNA is activating. I'm sorry, it's not like that. It is energetically, vibrationally, high-frequency based. So you have to work with either a person, a healer, an intuitive, or some form of extremely high-frequency energy to do it. It happens through processes of meditation and a certain divine. To me, the way I do it, I learned it from my star family, and I'm working with certain patterns of sacred geometry and certain light codes, and I'm listening to the divine, and it's telling me this is this group right here, this is what they need, activate these codes, awaken this code, here's these patterns. But we all have it. And when we activate these other 10 strands, and by the way, there's way more than 10 strands, but the others are etheric, so they're non-physical. Yeah, it doesn't have to happen in a linear way either. It's not a linear way, but there's a linearity to it essentially because you're on the one level, you're clearing out all the ancestral crap from the first two strands that's made you sick or have cancer or you have diabetes in your family or fat, you're carrying body weight for 10 years. I mean, I dropped 15 pounds when I cleared one belief system from my family lineage that was linked into diabetes of my ancestors that sugar had power over me. I had to find that one little belief system, clear it out of my DNA, clear it out for all my ancestors. Because, you know, diabetics think that sugar has power over them.
Yeah.
And I had that belief system.
Yeah.
The moment I found that, right, I had to go into my own DNA, find that from my ancestors, clear it out. Within 3 weeks of that, I dropped 15 pounds effortlessly. One belief system. Okay, so anyway, this is the DNA. This is what I mean. When we start activating the DNA, we find the solutions to all of our issues, personally and collectively. And then beyond that, the DNA also helps us to access these other realms way beyond 5D because it's linked into the dimensions of reality. So as you're awakening this from within yourself, you're able to access other realms way beyond third dimension, even way beyond 5D, of course, too. You're able to connect with angelic, universal laws that are conscious of themselves as laws, certainly ascended masters. I mean, I have daily conversations with ascended masters and angel gods and other beings from other non-physical realms, including star families, of course, extraterrestrials who are benevolent. I mean, it's all there. And it's all stored in our DNA. And I'll say this one last thing. You no longer believe into that belief system that we're going to run out of water or that the Earth's going to extinguish itself or there's going to be World War III. I mean, I think, I don't know, in my reality, that stuff is way gone. It doesn't even exist in my reality anymore. There's no more of that. It's not even a potential anymore because it's been completely transcended. So you don't get hooked into any more of this fear-based, ridiculous conspiracy crap on TV, on the news, which is nothing more than mind-control propaganda. You would never, ever even be vulnerable to any of that crap because your higher knowing inside is 100%. You know that everything is resolved and healed and all is well, and the earth is flourishing, and humanity is awakening, and all of us are coming into this. It's in our DNA. And by the way, it's in our animals' DNA too. They have the same thing. So this is just, this is what the DNA is. This is, and I'll just say it again. I know I said it, but there are over at least 25 calls, which are each at least 3 hours of DNA activating information within that sacred membership. All different kinds of DNA activations and sacred energy activations of the dormant consciousness. I mean, it's way more than I can't even count it anymore because there's so much in there. But anyway, there it is. That's the DNA.
That's the DNA.
In a nutshell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I mean, that in itself is a subject for another conversation. You could really, really.
It definitely spend, is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because well, I'll just say, that... I didn't even address the part of the crystals and how that's connected to the crystals. But there's a brand new class that's about to go into that sacred membership. I mean, it might take another 2 weeks to go in there, but it's a 3 hour class on the crystals, the crystalline consciousness, and how that links into the DNA and how that links into the earth and the earth grids and the awakening of humanity. There's a whole new class. That's a video course that's being uploaded into that sacred membership. I'll have it in there within a month for sure. But that's part of that conversation too. We just, you know, I can't quite address it here, but it's all fascinating stuff. But, yeah.
So the thing with that membership site is that it's dynamic. You know, it's always being updated with new information.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of information. So, you know, on one hand, you know, there's a lot of information. But, you know, so I would really just say to everyone on the call that, you know, really feel into your guides and your intuition. What is it? And ask the question. Set your intention when you go in there. What is it that I'm meant to know right now? What is it that is meant to be downloaded to me? Because there's a lot of information. And just really feel into what the divine is trying to teach you through the information that is there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, beautiful. Yeah. Well, hey, Lori, we're gonna be wrapping up. Do you have anything that's been coming to you as final words that you'd like to share with the community? Is there something that you feel that we didn't cover today that you'd really like everyone to know about? Anything coming through?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can always talk for a long time. But the one thing I will say is we are in a very one of the most significant junctures of our linear time so far this summer. We're in the middle of eclipse season, and we're bringing to, on August 8th, what's called the Lion's Gate. And this window of this summer is such an elevated, accelerated window of time for transformation. And because of that, there's no time like this summer to really, really start applying these kinds of tools. It's such an important time to up-level your consciousness, because the universe, all of intelligence, all of the energetics of all of reality are supporting us at this time to have a most benevolent, most loving, most joyful transformation. And this window of opportunity, it's going to accelerate you and expand you very quickly if you participate. You cannot just sit on the sidelines. That's all I want to say. If you think by listening passively to a telesummit and then not actually engaging fully, it's not enough. You actually have to engage. And this window of time is so significant for that. So, and you will be so glad that you did. It will increase and improve your life dramatically. So that's what I would say. Just use this time, this window of this summer, this eclipse season, and actively participate as you engage in the transformation of your experience. We're all being invited, and this is the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the divine's grace meets us halfway with our actions. So we take action, and that's when the grace really flows in, when we actually take that action, take those steps, whatever those steps look like. It might be saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and work with, you know, with Laurie's information in the Sacred Membership Group. It might be that, or it might also be your daily rituals. It might be your conscious choices. It might be decisions you make, things that Laurie's spoken about today, the discernment, the choices we make. They are so important, you know, because we do have that choice. So whatever that looks like to you, taking those steps is necessary. We can't, you know, sit in a cave and meditate, for example. There is actions that we need to, you know, meditation obviously is important. You know, I'm not talking about that. But, you know, we can't just isolate ourselves. There are things that we have to do as human beings to help and aid in our own transformation. And as Laurie is telling us right now, and others have also said the same thing, the exact same thing. So how many times have you heard this? The energy is strong right now. It's really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful. It's supportive. Mm-hmm. It's unlike something that most of us might experience again. You know, this level of support is here for us. So it's a wonderful time for those of us who are looking to, you know, take those quantum leaps and move along the path of enlightenment towards liberation, maybe at an accelerated pace. So we are being supported. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Laurie, thank you so much again for your time, for your energy, and certainly for everything that you shared with us today, and also for making that offer available at a very, very reduced rate. So we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And I just thank you so much for having me. I know you and I have just started to know each other recently, but I've really enjoyed our conversations, and I'm so grateful to you for your service through the summit and just to humanity, and I'm just grateful that you had me here. So thank you for allowing me to show up and to be of service. Thank you.
Of course. Bless you. Thank you so much. And to all you beautiful beings who are listening or on the webcast, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for shining your light. Continue to shine your light. Continue to make the difference in the world that you are making. Just honor yourself. Just honor yourself and love yourself and recognize the divine within you. Recognize your own true nature within you. And just let your essence blossom so that others can see the light in your eyes and they can feel the warmth in your heart and they can see your smile. Just be the divine in the world. Be the divine that you are. So thank you so much for being here. And we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the ancient ones. Thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for being here and supporting us. All right, much love to you all. Take care. Bye now. Bye, Laurie. Thank you.